This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on June 15th, 2011. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
The next item on our agenda is Draft Advisory Opinion 2011-10, Poet LLC, Poet PAC, and Sioux River Ethanol LLC, represented by their counsel, Mr. Toner, former Chair Toner. And should the Commission have any questions for you, we will ask you to join us at the table. Mr. Bloom in our counsel's office will present the advisory opinion.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Agenda document number 11-31 is a draft response to a request for an advisory opinion from Poet PAC, a non-connected committee, Poet LLC, and Sioux River Ethanol LLC, which is one of 27 Poet plants. The requesters specialize in the production and refinement of ethanol from corn bought from corn farmers. The requesters ask whether they may establish a program, the Poet PAC Cultivator Club, for soliciting contributions from the corn farmers to Poet PAC. Sales contracts would contain added solicitation language as well as all applicable disclaimers. If the corn farmers agree to contribute, they would do so by authorizing the Poet plants to deduct a portion of the amount due to them as payment for their corn and to transmit this amount directly to Poet PAC. The draft concludes that the requester's plan is permissible under the Act and Commission regulations. The draft further concludes that the proposed placement of the disclaimers, the disclaimer language, and the requester's proposal to adjust Poet PAC's advance payments to the Poet plants on a quarterly basis are permissible. We received one comment on the draft from the requester that made certain factual clarifications. First, the requester clarified that not all the Poet plants plan to participate in the Cultivator Club. Specifically, the requester states that only 25 of the 27 Poet plants plan to participate in the Cultivator Club. Second, the requester clarified that the Poet PAC will pay advance compensation every month rather than every 2 weeks. We do not believe that these factual clarifications affect the analysis or the conclusion of the draft. It will be necessary, however, to amend the draft in order to take account of them. Accordingly, we propose to modify the draft as follows. Throughout the draft, we would modify the description of the Poet plants to match the description provided in the comment and to clarify at certain places throughout the draft that its analysis and conclusions apply only to the Poet plants that are actually participating in the Cultivator Club. For example, at page 1, line 25, we would replace the sentence, "The Poet plants are organized as partnerships under the laws of the several states where they are based," with 24 of the 27 Poet plants are limited liability companies that have elected treatment as partnerships for taxation purposes, and one Poet plant is a limited liability partnership. Of the remaining two Poet plants, one is a corporation and the other is a cooperative that has elected treatment as a corporation for taxation purposes. On page 2, line 14, after the phrase, "Poet plants," we propose to insert the phrase, "that plan to participate in the Poet PAC Cultivator Club, known as the Participating Poet Plants," and insert a footnote stating, "only the 24 Poet plants that are LLCs treated as partnerships and the single Poet plant that is a limited liability partnership will participate in the Cultivator Club. The remaining two Poet plants, one of which is a corporation and the other of which is treated as such for tax purposes, will not participate." Throughout the rest of the draft, we would replace the phrase poet plants with participating poet plants to make it clear that we were referring only to the 25 of 27 plants that are actually planning to participate in the Poet PAC Cultivator Club. On page 4, line 17, that's line 17 rather than line 18, we would replace the phrase "every 2 weeks" with the phrase "every month." Finally, on page 6, line 3 and following, we would replace the sentence, "Here the Poet plants are limited liability companies that are organized as partnerships in the states in which they are located," with the sentence, "Here the participating Poet plants are limited liability companies that have elected treatment as partnerships for tax purposes and one limited liability partnership." We would request that, if the draft response is approved, such approval include the incorporation of these changes. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Are there any questions or discussion of the draft? Commissioner Weintraub.
I have one question for my former colleague.
Mr. Toner, will you please join us at the table?
I just got to ask, where does the name come from? Are these verse-writing corn farmers? I mean, the Poet PAC Cultivator Club, it's very alliterative. What...
I'm just excited, Commissioner, not to be talking about online advertising and Citizens United. Anything else but those subjects.
This is an easy one.
My colleague, Mr. Kobus, probably undoubtedly has a deep knowledge of the history of the Poet name. Please. Please join us.
I thought it was a simple question.
This is far more interesting than the impracticability exemption and disclaimers and all that.
Please. If you could please tell us your name for the record and your affiliation.
Sure. My name is Jonathan Kobus. I'm counsel for Poet LLC. Most people think it's an acronym. It's not.
I noted that. That's why
it came from the creative minds in our management team, actually. They wanted to articulate the kind of agricultural creativity that went into the product. So we changed our name from Brewing Company several years ago to Poet, and it's capitalized, and it's very confusing to many people, but we like it. So many people think I'm actually a poet, as in a writer, which I am not. So.
I'm disappointed to hear that. You could have submitted it in free verse, you know, your request. That's all I got. Thank you.
Anything else on the request or names of requesters? Ethanol is poetry. Hadn't really thought about it that way. Is there a motion? Vice Chair Hunter.
I move to adopt agenda document number 11-31 with the edits as described by council. Thank you.
Is there any discussion at the table? Any discussion of the motion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries 6-0. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Council.